Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey Kreppel, full-time YouTuber, part-time preschool teacher, and now the host of the podcast Circle Time. Join me every week as me and my guests mix the childlike wonder and conversational openness and acceptance of preschool that we're all nostalgic for with the realism, honesty, and wisdom baked into adulthood. With classroom-structured roots, we'll rehash standout moments of day-to-day life, dive into buzzy pop culture moments, and really just get to know each other on a deeper level. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. Time.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey y'all, I am thrilled because it's rare that I have two people in. I mean, usually our chats are just a team of two. It's just me and you, wherever you are on your couch or doing a workout or cooking dinner. But it is full on girl time because I have the ladies of the Moms Actually community, Morgan and Blair here. You probably have listened to their podcast. You may be a part of their community. You may have seen them around the internet. They're hard to miss, but they are here today to share some mom goodness, to impart us with wisdom, and to help us learn all of our resources so we can show up better every single day and do it with grace. So Morgan, Blair, thank you so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Don't you just love that? Like already, don't we just feel like we're having girl time?
Yes, absolutely.
First things first, your backgrounds that led you, I want to take people on a journey and y'all are going to hear this and know why I love them, right? Your background's both in business and motherhood, you know, and I do want to hear the business stuff just briefly because really it's the mom stuff that we want to hear all the time. So how it led you here, Blair, kick it off. Your background.
Ooh, how it led me here. Mm-hmm. So when I was out of college, I thought I wanted to work in sports. So mm-hmm. I worked with the Wizards, DC United. I've worked in all the sports. And then mm-hmm. I realized a lot of pro athletes are very entitled. And I was like, I thought I wanted to be a publicist. And I was like, I want to spend all my time making you look good and you don't want to look good.
And so, walking around on eggshells and being super nice and, you know, kissing tail, all those things. Mm-hmm. So you were like, not for me.
So I went nonprofit. So for 8 years, I worked at a college honor society in DC. And I went from like bottom of the barrel. Everybody around me had masters in education. Mm-hmm. I did not have one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I actually met my boss at the time who became my number one mentor. She completely changed my life.
Amazing.
And I started out as like, everybody was the master of, you know, that one thing. And I would say I'm the jack of all trades. And she's like, use that to your advantage, because if there's anything in front of me, I'm going to figure out how to get it done. And I'm going to figure out how to do it well. I'm not going to embarrass myself or anybody around me. And there's just too many resources not to know how to do things. Mm-hmm. So I did that for 8 years. And then I met my now husband and I ended up moving to Atlanta. Wow. And so I worked at like an accreditation agency for a second. I worked at Morehouse School of Medicine in their strategy office.
I love this. Y'all, are you hearing this right? Mm-hmm. So Blair's over here like, Oh, I've done every job.
Literally.
So understand that when I say jack of all trades, like literally, she's I can come kidding. To your house and I will organize and decorate your living room while building the furniture myself. Yes. Then we're going to cook a whole meal and watch a TV show yes. I created. We're going to do all
We are. So I did that. And then while I was working at Morehouse School of Medicine, my friend who is a professional makeup artist needed help needed a manager to help mm-hmm. him out. And so then I started a glam agency for celebrity makeup artists and hairstylists.
And they need it too.
They
do. You know what I mean? Creatives really just want to create.
Yeah.
They do not want to manage the back
end. And no one wants to negotiate their own deal.
Not. Of course, because it's too personal. You're in your field. Yes. You know?
And then you got to go do someone's makeup after you just either hiked up the price or made
sure,
it look.
Sure, sure.
It just becomes drama. So I did that. And so I worked for myself for about 2 or 3 years doing mm-hmm. that. And then me and my husband, we own this music group called Maverick City Music. Mm-hmm. And so I came in as the COO of that and started formally working.
I don't think you could have not done that. It is very clear that you're the person who stands in a room, sees a problem and is like, you know what? Let me just get started.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out.
This is the definition of being a mom. If yes. y'all every mama listening to mm-hmm. this right now is like me yes. all day, you know, it's the truth. We see something all and we want to fix it. We want to work on it. And that has always been your move. So all this time, at what point did the little babies enter the circumstance?
Oh, when did that happen? Oh, Morehouse. I got pregnant while at Morehouse School mm-hmm. of Medicine. And I told myself, before I gave birth, I need to make at least half my salary so I don't need to go back to that job.
Facts. Talk yes. about the goals. Isn't it crazy yes. how once you have kids, you stop playing?
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different energy. And y'all are going to hear this when we start talking about Morgan's background. Mm-hmm. When Morgan's like, wait till you find out when she became a mama.
Oh, yeah.
And how that aligned with how she stopped playing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because I was late in it my changes. I was in my mm-hmm. 30s when mm-hmm. when I had mine. So I did that. And then at Maverick is where I learned all production.
Mm.
So I learned that I ended up at Maverick so I could learn how to do production for Moms Actually.
Wow. But
then now I do Moms Actually.
And you're still working for yourself, which can we just say, Blair, it looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
I can tell you've always meant to be an entrepreneur. And
I didn't believe that about myself.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. I think many, especially mamas, we think that how could we run a business? We don't have all the degrees. Yes. We don't have all the training or the experience. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, we're running our whole families and our whole lives. And, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you are doing finance, you are doing organization, you are doing project management, you are doing pitching, you are doing advertising, you are doing design, you are a chef.
You
are negotiating.
Yes.
You are every single division of any major organization. Man. Like, you have those skills, you know? So
yes,
I love to hear it. So Morgan, I did a little teaser. So take us back. Let's reverse it. Let's talk about your where you were as a mommy first.
Ooh.
And how it got very real.
Yes. So I was actually literally going to pick it up from when you said, you know, when you become a mom, that is when you start not playing.
Yes.
No game.
It gets so real.
It's so real. So because I became a mom, I became pregnant at 19 and at 20 had my baby. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was in school and, you know, you think you're in love with the person that you're in love with.
We know nothing.
You know,
under 25 and even at 25. But under 25, we don't know what
nothing.
But we think we know.
No, yeah. And so I had already switched schools because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know,
Oh, wow, you were in love, girl.
Oh, right. Silly. So
she looked back now like,
my gosh. So, yes, but I got pregnant with my daughter and I remember going to school still.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to myself, this is just not making sense. I want to work. I don't want.
Yes.
And thank God for my mom. My mom at the time was like, you can, you know, she actually bought a new house that we had more room for myself and my daughter and all these things. But I just was like, I need to do this for me and my child. Like, yes, I have my mom and I have support, but it's something different when you have your own child.
Yes.
And so every time I was going to class and stuff and having to find a sitter, I was like, I'm wasting my time. That's what I thought.
That, well, I mean, but that insight at 19 is actually not terrible because I mean, I'm raising, you know, I adopted three. So I have a 21-year-old and a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, I mean, my 21-year-old's in school, my 24-year-old isn't. And I'm like, honestly, I don't care what you do, as long as you do it with excellence and as long as it's in alignment you know, because frankly, like, they don't know. And hopefully they're not listening to this, but they don't have to do anything to like 35 before people start looking at you like, what are you doing with your life? You know what I mean? Like, but if you're gathering info along that way, it's fine. So what happened for you? What was that?
Honestly, I finally, like, I remember being in a parking lot and I hated the class that I was in. And it was just like, it didn't feel like it was teaching me anything that I knew I was going to use later. And I said, I'm not going to do this. And
I called, that sounds like Morgan.
I called my mom. My mom at the time, she is CPA, had her own insurance and
none
things
of
like
which
that.
Requires a degree.
No, exactly. You know? And I said, you know what, mom, I'm going to get my insurance license.
I love that.
So I got my insurance license and that allowed me to stay home.
And earn income and be with your baby.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I stayed home and then around like maybe right before my daughter was about to turn one, then I took that same insurance license and became a personal banker because now I had that under my belt.
Yes.
So then I just entered into the finance world, stayed in the bank industry for a couple of years. And then I said, I don't want to do that either.
It's very easy, though, to stay in the... So we have very similar paths. Yeah. And I think that a lot of... I had to work all through college because I was supporting my family. And what was interesting was when all my friends were done and graduating, they all had more debt than I did.
Yes.
I was making more money while they were all sitting on six figures in debt. You know what I mean?
For me, that is actually what caused me not to want to run back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking at my friends who did go to school.
Mm-hmm. Struggling.
Who were struggling. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you can't... Oh man, like I have to help you.
You don't have money. You know, you can't get a job. Like,
couldn't get a job.
Struggling.
And even after they had, you know, graduated and everything, they were still doing like struggling to do. And I'm like, I'm still climbing up the ladder because at the time, and I think still that definitely range true.
Yeah.
Your experience matters.
It really 100%. Does. Well, so let's talk about that just because I want
10
all...
years of experience.
Yes. Yeah. And let's talk about what all the and how do you get 10 years of experience by 30 if you don't start working at 20?
Exactly.
It's a real setup. Yeah. And so when you know, I hope all the mamas hear this because you're listening to three mamas who have done it in our own ways. Mm-hmm. Every single one of us ended up working and getting our hands dirty and also parenting and learning as parents within our household in order to get where we are. And none of that involved formal. I'm not knocking formal education. Mm-hmm. Women of color, especially Black women, have the highest amount of degrees.
Yeah.
We are the most degreed of any population within the U.S., you know, so we don't play about our education.
Right.
But I also am not into degree shaming, you know, because there is something to be said for the fact that, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gates of this world, they're all dropouts.
Exactly.
You know, and it's because of the fact that they realize, why would I stay here and spend this money when I could be using this money to build something bigger?
Exactly.
You know, and I just don't want us to buy into the fact that we can't do that for ourselves or we need a degree to be on the same platform as some guy. That's a patriarchal lie and we all want to buy that.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Most of us are getting degrees for the credibility,
you know,
or because your parents told you to,
because you have to, and like realistically, that's, you know, that shouldn't be the reason. If you love the subject matter and or it's required, because Lord knows I want a dentist with a degree, please.
Yeah,
you know? but other than that, you know, if that's not it, it's okay. Or if you got it and you're ready to do something different, do something different.
Yeah,
you know?
They want you to pick a major and you don't even know what's out there in the world.
Yep. Listen, would y'all know, especially since we all have grown babies, tell me what 18-year-old needs to be able to be out there signing a loan for $60,000 that you have to... They don't know what they're doing.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
If you can't give them a car, that's where they can't even go out and get a house loan.
Yeah.
But yet they're able to do this on something on the hopes and prayers they'll pay it back. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Like, oh my
gosh.
And
I remember like filling out those forms and I'm like...
I didn't read them.
Another,
cause
you know,
who does? You have to sign them.
You have to sign
them.
What am I going to do?
But
you know?
Every single time I did it, I kept thinking like, this just seems like more money I'm going to have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just be making the money and not having to pay anybody back. And so that's what, you know, fueled that for me. I'm like, I would rather make the money, save the money, invest it where I need
and
to.
And be with your baby.
And be with my child.
Like,
because
come on,
you know, I'm young, you know, and I'm like, if I'm going to do this mom thing, I'm going to do it.
I love that.
I'm going to commit to it and be intentional about it.
Amazing at 19 to even think that way.
When I ended up staying home after having my kid. I was like, I actually want to go back to work.
Oh my gosh, so quick. So quick. When I like, when my all my babies aren't home, I'm like, oh, my babies. The minute all three of them are in the house, you're, I'm like, don't y'all have someplace to be?
Got to go.
Like, what it's is going on right got now? So no, oh my gosh. So you ended up committing to the mommy life, getting into the work world.
Yeah.
And then you two found each other, you know, which you can't tell, but I mean, you would think these two were college roommates, you know, in each other's weddings.
Like, in our head, we are.
Yes, yeah. Like, it's, you can meet people and just tell, like, oh, okay, y'all are just meant to be. Like, it's kind of like a relationship, you know, sisterhood, you find this too. Yeah. So you met each other, and I want to know the moment when you were like, we should do a podcast, because this is such a thing where people are like, we tell the best stories, or we're such moms.
Well, we do a podcast. Yeah.
So tell me, what was that moment like? Take us there. So let me sit in the room with you.
Yes. Well, come on down to South Carolina. We actually went to a women's conference. Okay. And before the women's conference, just putting you in the perspective of where my head was, I actually had just, I was only like, I was a fresh entrepreneur. Like,
oh my gosh.
Really fresh, really coming up.
And what were you doing specifically? Is so that like took you to a conference?
I had decided that I was going to put all of my time and energy into building my own brand called the Millennial Moms Club. Mm-hmm. And so I had started that, just quick caveat, I started that after my son, because I had gotten postpartum depression.
Yep.
And I was like, nobody should go through this. And at the
and
time,
not alone.
Alone, exactly. Yes. Nobody should go through this alone, because in 2018, I could look online and there was a lot of bloggers, but they also were not really, they weren't anybody who I could relate with. I didn't, I couldn't find a lot of Black women that were saying, I have postpartum depression.
Well, it's also difficult. Sometimes I don't think we can tell. If you're a woman of color, we think it's just living.
No. Yes.
You know, like, oh, of course I'm doing it by myself. Struggle. Of course I have to manage all these things. Yeah. It just is what it is.
Yep.
But it's heavier.
Yeah. It's heavier.
Yeah. Postpartum depression was like, you want to kill your kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew that wasn't the thing. Not to mention, I had already had two children before that. So this feeling was so different.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I know something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And then once I finally figured it out, and even with the doctor and the little 10 questions they give you that are kind of like,
well, because there's not, it's not a specialty. It's kind of something that's just tucked into everything else.
Yep.
And if y'all don't know, but you know, I'm planning on starting my fertility journey for the first time in carrying, you know, I have three babies, but I'm looking to carry, and I'm doing a lot of reading about it, because I'm also finding, you know, as you guys, they've talked about this extensively. If y'all aren't listening to the Moms Actually podcast, do it. If you're not part of the community, join, just because a lot of what you're talking about is the fact that postpartum looks like more than just depression. It's anxiety, which I had never heard of. And then postpartum grief, which is just mourning the life you used to have. Which isn't related to your babies, and
not
it isn't related to disliking where you are. It's just that I recognize that I will never, you know, just up and walk out anymore, you know, or just be me. And
you're
like
grieving your old self.
This is gonna sound cheesy, but I just got a dog, and now I'm splitting my love already with my new guy. You know, and he like, and my, the dog likes my new guy better. So it's just like I'm over here, like, wow, I've already lost a little bit of you.
I love that my kids love my husband more. When they love him, I'm
like, go ahead.
I'm gonna get daddy to give me a bath. Good job. Yeah, go for it.
Specifically for those things. But if you want cuddles and hugs, I'm available.
Yes.
So, okay. So you were going through this time and you were like, I just need fellowship, community. I need people.
I pretty much was like, okay, I think this is a good time for me to go and get poured into, because I also felt so depleted at the time.
Good for you.
I was at my wit's end for sure, because I had also tried to build this brand that in my mind made sense. And it's still, we kind of talked about this earlier, it does make sense, but I think I was premature.
Sure.
And so I was like, okay, God, you need to give me a sign that I am called to really just be able to speak to women all over the world and specifically speak to mothers. Like, I'm called to mothers. And so I said, you have to tell me very clearly. And I typically don't like, you know, stand 10 toes down with God like that.
Yeah, I know. No ultimatums. It's your thing. What do you want to do?
Yeah, you know, your will, not mine. But I was like,
but
no.
But also, like, I'm really not going to do nothing if this is
someone else. Like, be clear. Be extremely clear.
Yes. And so I did that. And the whole theme of the conference was permission. And so you know that, right? So when you hear something like that, you're like, oh, it's going to be so motivating all this stuff. There were countless moments about strictly motherhood,
Unbelievable. Because it really could have been any context.
It could have been anything.
Work,
permission
career,
to pursue
relationships,
your
you know, to get the marriage. And you're like, I'm not even here for that, you know, but
everything about that weekend was all about motherhood. There was a sermon about motherhood. There was an altar call about.
And normally that doesn't happen just because the audience isn't all mothers. Like you always have to be mindful. Like even here in our community, we're super blessed. Everybody is, I think, a mother in some respect, right? Like whether we're mothering at our work or mothering our, like, I have friends who have been mothers to me in certain seasons. You know what I mean? Like, so mothering, I think, is sometimes within us in different facets, you know, and the super aunties, child-free by choice, you know? But all that being said, it's amazing that you were in a room where that was the topic. Because typically for conferences, unless they say it, it is not.
It is not. And that's what I thought. I said, okay, God, I hear you. All right, I hear you. And we were on the same row. And I remember, you know, you give the, you see a, that like eye. A girl, that her outfit's cute, she's cute or something like that. And you're just like, oh, hey, girl. Oh, and that's kind of what we did. And then at the very end of the conference, they're like having this whole altar call. Her husband comes next to me and he just starts laying his hands on me. And he's like, help is on the way.
Oh, wow.
Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Wow. That's all he kept saying after, like, he was praying. And I was, like, a mess.
And he doesn't know nothing about her.
He doesn't know.
Y'all, if you don't know, Blair's husband is Gunyan. And Gunyans, we are very extra.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is, we are very, very Christian.
Like, yes.
We are very Christian. And we are very serious about the interactivity of our Christianity.
Yes.
It is not something inside. There is no whispered prayer. If you have ever had dinner with a Gunyan, all right, everyone, bow your head for prayer. Holy Ghost, we ask that you come into our plates today in Jesus' name. I'm like, I just wanted mashed potatoes, but it's like, we gonna pray today. So I love hearing this because it's so true.
It is. So true. And I was like, okay, all right, cool.
I received this.
And I did. I said, I
received
this.
Stop pressing my back.
So literally, I think we ended up being back in the green room or something like that together. And it was funny because she
said, say anything.
She was like, she's like, you're a mom. You must have been 10 when you had your children.
I get that too, because I have a 24-year-old.
Yeah,
you know?
It's confusing.
So, but y'all, if you can't see the ladies, definitely head over to their Instagram. Head over, just because they're pleasant on the eyes, right? Like, we should all have something beautiful to put our eyes upon. And these two ladies, they look like they could be like in their 20s, hanging out. Like, I'm over here, like in LA. Like, y'all are gonna have people out here running in line to the med spa. So, no, gorgeous, and I believe it. I
very,
believe that they
very
say that.
Grateful for it. But yeah, so we did all of that, but it was very short, very sweet. And so once I saw her, I was like, let me follow her, because you know that's the thing now these days.
Follow the person on Instagram.
Lie, so I can see what you're about. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the truth. I just want to see. And also the phrase I'm always telling my clients is like consistency, right? It's not even just that I want to see your evolution. I just want to see like who you are. Let me scroll back a couple months and years and see if you were, you know, posting different things that all of a sudden, and we're allowed to evolve. But you know, if you want to meet someone new, it's nice to be able to go back and see kind of
where you fit. Were you smart enough to archive your ratchet days?
Right. I know. Archiving is for a reason. Sometimes we start brand new. We weren't always safe. Okay. So that said,
and she ended up on Monday. That Monday, I got back and I received a DM from her, and she's like, "Hey, girl, I knew I, you know, liked you for a reason. I saw you do a mom's You have a mom platform. And she's like, I used to have one too. She sent me a link to her old mom platform that she had, and literally those two DMs. Then she says, she said, I'm like, I had postpartum. I'm like telling her, I'm like, I had postpartum.
I'm like, let's work.
And then she says, okay, nope, I had PPA. No pressure. I had PPA. No pressure. If you want to work together, let me know.
Because that Blair's like this. If y'all did not pick this up before, again, she's a doer.
I was.
So, and you were like, this makes sense.
And I said,
because I was at the conference praying about the same thing, because I had had the platform in 2020. And then people kept asking, are you going to bring it back? Are you going to bring it back? And I was like,
The right context, with the right person, with the right direction and all of that. Oh, I
so
love it.
What really got me about her content, not that it was mom content, because there's a lot of parenting content.
There's tons
out there.
Of it, like
so
hacks and tricks and tools to like rear the children, but it's children focused.
Yeah,
not
and we did not
focused.
Want, and I was like, the fact that I found someone that's mom and woman focused, I was like, okay, God,
this is it.
Clearly,
I love
because
that.
I could have been on anyone else's page, but it was that.
And then so mom's actually born.
Yes. It was born that day.
I think we had the name like the next day.
Yeah. Amazing. She sent me her number and literally from sun up to sun down, we were texting all day long.
Oh, I love
sending
it.
Sending back and forth. Like,
it sounds like dating.
Yeah.
No, literally. It really does.
But we decided we were getting it. It was like married at first sight.
Yes, more like that. Yes. You're like, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. I love to hear it. It makes me so happy. Yeah. So, okay. So all this being said, tell us about what you ended up birthing together, you know? Ooh. So Moms actually is this incredible podcast, which I think one of the things that is really great about this is, like you said, it's not just about the kids. There's so many things.
They mention
like,
them sometimes.
They exist. But it's not just like, oh, here's how to help them travel. Yeah. Or here's what I did as a shopping trick. Or here's how we help. Mm-hmm. Here's a piece or a tool that helps me be better for them.
Yeah. Yes.
This is actually mom-directed, mom-driven, and intrinsic. So talk to us about what the episodes are like and the type of people you have on.
Oh, we have a lot of different people. So the episodes are about, they can be anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes, just depending on how the conversation goes.
Yeah.
And we have influencers, we have entertainers. So the first season, when we started, we weren't going to have any guests. We were like, who would want to be on our show? We'll Nobody knows chat. Who we are.
Oh, people want to chat with y'all. Are you kidding me? I'm so glad to have you here. Are you kidding me? I'm like, it's just, it's good vibes. It's girls in a room talking about real things.
Yes.
But it's the way that you guys chat with people. That's what I want you to tell us a little bit more. Like, just, I mean, everyone's going to go listen, but let's talk a little bit about, you know, the episodes. You guys actually approach things differently. You're not just saying, so what's your hardest mommy hack?
No.
Like, you're really talking to people about things they've gone through and how they got out of it. So what's your favorite episode? Do you guys have the same one? Like one where you're like, you must listen to this one to get a good context of what we're like.
It
depends on how you want to feel. I say one of my favorite, like if I always go back to it, is Tammy Franklin. Because we were talking about
a good one. Sex
with Kirk Franklin's wife.
Like, which is amazing. Yeah. And like, actually, I like have connections to the Franklin family.
Oh, I love that.
And I think a lot of people, especially if you're a Christian, they don't think that that is a regular, like you're still a person.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
And when you're married, you still do all the things and then some.
Yes.
You
know what I mean?
And also, the Franklins are spicy.
Yes. Super
spicy. They have a whole dating TV show right now.
Super spicy. Yeah. And people don't realize, and happily so, you know? So all that being said, what were the two takeaways from that episode? And mama's headphone warning, if you got the littles around, you know?
Because
it was spicy, but we want to listen. What about that episode really, like, you were like, wow, this is good for me?
Oh, that one, I just think the fact that they don't hide their sex life from their kids.
Yes,
I think that creates transparency in your relationship, in relationship with your kids, so that they're not scared to talk to you about those things in the future.
That's so
like
good.
The fact that Tammy could sit next to her daughter's grown, but sit next to her daughter.
Yeah, their kids are grown. And it's also age appropriate.
But even back then, you know, they had like a group chat, like, oh, you don't want to come in the room. Like,
But even then, and again, it's still age appropriate.
Exactly.
Because I know that, you know, my current relationship with my little one, she, and this is also a huge part of why, like, I talk about divorce openly and all that. And one of the things she said to me the other day when we were driving down the highway, she was like, you know what, mommy, I can tell that you really like Alex, my new guy, because you're all smoochy smoochy with him and you weren't that smoochy smoochy with dad, you know? And like, she's 11. That's her understanding of intimacy right now. But I'm also noting she's paying attention.
Oh,
And that's going to affect how she determines what is appropriate interaction.
Exactly.
How does that go down the line? Yes. And then with my 21 and 24 year old, I'm like, I am so sorry. I can't come pick y'all up. I got to go be with my man. Yes. I will talk to you. And they're just like, gross, mom, please, not necessary. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, it's
true. If I don't answer the phone, I don't want you confused.
Like, please do not call me. You know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know,
I
and they're just
too.
Like, what?
Yes.
You know? But it's also, it's good, it's healthy, it's positive, and they talk to you too.
Exactly.
And it sets the tone for their relationships.
Exactly. And I think that was my takeaway is because you can tell Tammy and Kirk have done the work to make it comfortable for their children from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Now it's like that made me want to just think about how intentional I am with my kids. And, you know, I have two daughters. And so I'm like,
daughters
one day,
and sons. Yes. You know what
and
I mean?
I have two daughters and one son. And but with my daughters, I want them to feel like Carrington feels with, you know, because mommy-daughter relationships, they are one in a million. And you want that best friend relationship. You know what I mean?
But within like best friend, but you also know.
Like, so like,
because like my kids will tell me some stuff. Like my middle one is very open about like her entire
everything.
Life,
yeah.
you know? And there are times where I'm like, mom's not
ready. You did too good.
Yeah, I was like, mom's not ready. I was like, she's like, oh, okay. You know, and I'm like, I was like, just give me, I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still love that she, there's no hesitation,
you
know, and wanting to ask me about that, or she's wanting to move in with her boyfriend now. And so she's like, you know, I already am thinking this, but can you talk to me about like what you think is right?
And right.
Especially like, I think, and you are all, we're all women of faith, you know, mm-hmm. I think that there are just so many
yes.
thoughts. And you talk about this on Moms Actually mm-hmm. too, because, you know, no one would have thought, oh, this is, you know, we're all Christians in the room, but yeah. I'm here with Tammy Franklin talking about sex,
you're right.
you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important because it's also destigmatizing
mm-hmm.
that we're not allowed to have depression around our kids or anxiety yes. around our kids or sex with our husbands,
yes.
like, or even desire or enjoy it or want things to change.
Exactly.
And I love that. That is the openness yeah. of the podcast mm-hmm. too. You know, it's allowing us to sort of be who we are completely, you mm-hmm. know? So tell me more about your favorite episode. Was it still?
You know, I'm torn because I want to say Erica Campbell mm-hmm. was a mm-hmm. really good one mm-hmm. because I was.
Erica has very strong opinions.
She does, yeah. but she is so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
She so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
That was season one. What I'm like actually really toying with is our current season, mm-hmm. Rolanda Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a heavy, heavy, heavy episode.
Wow.
However, to see the way she is just carrying her grief,
mm-hmm. and
to see how she is approaching mm-hmm. it, to see how she is letting her children see her grief,
mm-hmm. wow.
how she's helping them through their grieving process.
Incredible.
That to me, it was just a sight to see.
Sure,
and it really,
sure,
it actually
sure.
increased my faith. Like yeah. I left the episode, even though feeling, you know, secondary grief and
of
empathy
course,
and all of
course.
Those things, my faith was like stirred beyond belief. Just
isn't it
her.
Amazing when that happens sometimes? And I just hope that all the mamas listening to this now realize that we're all just regular people who are
yes.
trying to like
oh,
set
gosh.
Up and do what we
yes.
think God's calling us to do,
yes. Yes,
what
yes.
we have in our own hearts to do. Mm-hmm. But in that action, we also get fed.
Yes.
You know, so it's like you build these podcasts thinking, oh, yeah, let me tell people and help them and
yeah.
all that. But it helps us. Like
oh,
in the good
every
episodes,
single time.
You know?
Every time.
Every single time. Oh, I love that. So mm-hmm. what is next for the Moms Actually podcast? Like you guys have come together. I know you're mm-hmm. building a community, more ways to help.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's got to be an event. Like if y'all don't know, these are...
Yeah.
The way you want to be in the room with these women, mm-hmm. you know they're going to attract the best women. You know that you're going to hear crazy, candid stories.
Yes.
So I just want to know what's coming next.
We want to do the event,
we
but
do.
As a business person that cares about
mm-hmm.
money, we don't want to pay for
oh,
it. So we're
I
working on
it.
Building the business side of our
yes.
Yes.
Of everything.
Yes.
We created the podcast. We didn't want to like just come up with this idea and drag out like
mm-hmm.
an idea until
yeah.
everything just kind of came together.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're like, okay, we've started it. Now we have to be smart about
yeah.
how we move forward. But
I love that. Y'all know I love that. You guys are listening right now saying like, yes, they are speaking to the right person.
Yes.
No, I love being strategic mm-hmm. only because, you know, I think that a lot of, especially mamas who have side hustles,
yeah.
you know, and this is a main hustle for y'all now, but it always
mm-hmm.
kind of starts as a side hustle,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we hear this stuff and we feel like, well, it's not making money, so it's not legit
mm-hmm.
or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when you start, there will always come a time where you'll have to up level. Even
yes.
if you started with the perfect strategy, if it's going
mm-hmm.
well, you're going to have to change.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, and so I love hearing that you still didn't hesitate to
mm-hmm.
get out there and
mm-hmm.
serve and answer that call.
Yes.
But now that you're learning more, it's like, how else can we continue
yeah.
to serve?
Yes.
And you got to make money to serve. Beyonce can't make it
yep.
to Germany to do
yep.
her show
yep.
in her reflective garb,
yep.
you know, without the ability to pay for those plane tickets.
Because
yeah.
otherwise, Moms
so.
Actually will be done next year because
yeah.
if we're doing everything. So
absolutely.
We're working on the business side of it.
And
yeah.
it still lets you be mamas,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
which is important too.
Yeah.
So
yes.
how are the kiddos doing? Give us an update. What stage are you in right mm-hmm. now of, oh, y'all should have seen the faces. If you go on social and you see that, you got to see the face. It is summertime classic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, she finally got her kids out the house.
I am.
So happy
tell
for
me
her.
About that.
I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I because I just moved and I'm like full time. No one talks about being like full time work at home mom and stay at home mom.
Talk about it.
No one really Ooh. Talks about the level.
It's because mom's never closed. If
mm-hmm.
I can see
oh,
you, you are available to me.
Yes.
And that
oh,
is very difficult.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that I'm able to.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's
you know
so
what I mean?
A blessing that I can throw in a load of laundry in between calls.
Absolutely.
But it also would have been nice to scroll around and click and just watch 100%. TV because I'm in an office. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But
and
that's
not
an option.
Someone,
not an option.
It's
me.
Kid ask you to wipe their butt.
To wipe
yes.
their butt. Like screaming
yes.
from the bathroom.
Yes.
Like,
that's
I'm finished.
My son.
You know?
Wow. Do you know my son?
Yeah. My son too.
You know?
Yeah,
that's right. And you're like, it's fine. I just got to wrap up this call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you just
I'm like,
hold
thank
one second.
You for this
I'm
opportunity.
I'm coming to wipe your butt.
Yes,
like,
really.
Who would have thought you are saying, like, I just need to wrap up this call really quick and then I can come wipe your butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally. Or telling the person on the call, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I will give you 1 second. He is literally sitting there right now. Yeah. Like, I have got to go wipe my kid's butt and I will be back.
Yes.
It's the stuff people don't talk about.
Yeah.
So, I feel like so you're managing
2020
that.
Helped managing, a little bit though.
Managing
2020
that.
Did kind of help because yeah. everybody kind of understood a little better.
Everybody got the experience
yes.
real quick.
Yes. 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 This is true.
2020 allowed me to also say, I'm going to stop apologizing that my kids are in the back.
When anybody apologizes,
I'm not going to apologize. And I don't want you to apologize.
Well, Grace, also, I think more people understood, especially, and I'm just going to say it out loud, the high big wig fancy pantsers who had like the C-suite places and never had to work from home, but they all had nice offices.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden they're working from the office and they're like, I can hear my kids. Yes. Is it always this loud here? Yes. Like, what do you mean the landscapers come every Tuesday? I'm like, you had no idea all the stuff mom was doing.
Yes. All the stuff.
You know what I mean?
Because she does nothing.
Because she does nothing all day. And now you're like, I can't even get through one call. Mm-hmm. What do you think it's like for me? And I'm running the side hustle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This is the truth of it. So you're understanding that balance right now, but you're doing it. You know, which is incredible.
And they are going to grandparents for about a month.
Oh, I love that. Can I send mine too?
I know.
I was like, how much capacity does grandparents have?
Yes. And I'm also, of course, blended family. So my oldest is going with her dad for the month. And I'm about to live, you know, a primetime summer is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hot girl.
I don't know.
You know, it's giving.
I don't know. It might get a little hot at the end. I don't know.
Primetime is, you know, we still cute.
Yes.
We still
cute,
can
cute,
go.
Cute, classy, elegant.
Yeah.
Effective, productive.
Yeah. All the things. But I'm, you know, 30 plus.
Yes. I mean, listen, that's brand new.
Yeah.
30 is the new 20 because I see some of these 60-year-olds. I think Halle Berry's like 57.
Oh, yeah.
She's out there having babies, you know, looking better than she did when she was younger.
Age isn't what I thought
it's
it was.
It's not
when
even
I was
what
younger.
It was.
It's not.
When I look back, just a little factoid, because everyone knows I'm like this. I Google the ages of the Golden Girls or like what their characters are supposed to be. I'm not kidding. I think Sophia was supposed to be like 65.
Yeah.
But
that's
when
crazy.
You look at them now, they look to me, they look like they're 80 something.
Yes. 80s.
They're like, there's the characters are supposed to be like 63.
No,
and
crazy.
I'm just like, this is not even, you know?
Yeah.
So 30's not what it used to be.
No, it's not 40 what it used to looked be. About 60 back
it
in the
sure
day.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. So all that being said, it sounds like you are primed and ready for a prime girl
primed
summer.
And ready. See what you need
ready. Make it happen. Good. And then Blair, what do you have going on?
So
I feel like you're going to do the most. I don't know.
No.
I feel like me and Morgan might have to tackle you. What are you trying to do?
My parents do not have the capacity. So they took one at a time.
Okay.
So they have
that
my,
still helps. People don't know. Bless I'll the aunties. Just take some.
Just take
one. You know what I mean?
So they took my son for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then in August, they'll take my daughter. But it's been nice because I put them in camp during the summer. So
me
they're
too.
Homeschooled during the school year. Mm-hmm. And so I just hear them all day.
Yes. It's a real thing here.
It's
and the talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
so,
they have all the things they want
to
tell you.
It's so much. Well, I don't home. I brought so like 2020 came.
Still hear them.
Yeah. Exactly. I hear them.
Like first of all, can we just say like bless the teachers, bless the educators.
Them.
We love you. You're amazing. We could
Thank
not do
you
without
so
you. Bless the aunties, the grandparents. Like all it that. Takes a village for real. However, sometimes I don't even want any interaction there.
I don't
there.
Want any. Like, I don't know how my teacher doesn't quit. Like, honestly, because I would have quit.
And all the same age. Kindergarten teachers, you want a room full of 6-year-olds and
it's
then you
insane.
Go home to your own?
It's a blessing.
What?
It's just a different.
It's a different thing.
It's a different energy. Yeah. Like, so, you're hardwired for it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
To be.
You
They're in
to
camp
be.
And I just like, we do our work, but I like watch TV. I read like 5 books in 5 days last week.
Unreal.
Like, that's my
that's
most.
Crazy.
I love
listen,
to read.
Yeah, I know all the mamas right now are like, Blair is something different. You are
no,
cut different.
She is
okay?
insane.
You are cut different. I am not like this.
She is insane.
I get a pocket of time and I'm like, okay, so let's see. Will I start with ice cream?
Yeah.
Or am I going to work my way to chips? You know what, girl? Both.
So you switch the book to audiobook.
The
you put it on audiobook and then you go to the freezer.
You know, I don't want nothing. I drive in silence. I don't want anything
in
my
in
ear.
Silence.
I'm like, I can't. I just need space to just
mindless.
Be my own thoughts.
Mindless.
Yes. Like just nothingness. I want to be productive, but I'm also trying to like really recalibrate my the appropriateness. And I've talked about a lot on this show, you know, just my upbringing is one that women are meant to be productive in the world.
Yeah.
That is our job is to solely be like, you know, I am truly Proverbs 31. I can I can mend my own clothes.
Yes.
I can grow my own food. I can manage the, but I can do all the things, but should I, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like all the time,
nope.
Constantly nonstop without help. I don't know mm-hmm. about all that. You know, yeah. it's a balance. So mm-hmm. I have all the skills and I'm ready to employ them for my family. But at times I rest, you yes. know, mm-hmm. and I just receive what is also in Proverbs, my family celebrating and telling me how wonderful I am and yeah. how great. I just want to lay back, y'all. Just bring me snacks. Part.
Yes.
Bring me cheese. Yes. I earned it. You know?
Yes.
Yes.
So please. I love it. But Blair, I love hearing that. I love hearing that you're able to get to your, you know, the never ending list of the me things.
Yes.
Right? Like mm-hmm. the to-do list and all that fun. Yeah. So, oh, sounds like a good summer of momming. Actually, you yeah. know, so I love that.
See what you did there.
I love the word play.
I love it. So where can we find you? What can we do to keep listening in on this relationship that you guys have and learn? Where can we learn more about you?
Well,
you can check us out on YouTube. That's the main place to see the full
That's
visual
the big
episodes.
Because yeah. it is a visual yes. podcast. It I
is.
A, that.
It is. Yes.
And that is full honestly, God mm-hmm. says use all your gifts and the way y'all looks, ladies. Visual podcast.
Okay? Yes. So nice it makes to get sense. Dressed.
Yes.
yes.
It's
so nice.
Yes.
yes. So yes, YouTube is where you can see the full visual podcast. Mm-hmm. But we are on all audio podcast platforms.
That's
so
right.
anywhere you listen to your podcast, we are there.
Yeah.
We are on Instagram and everywhere you look for us, just at Moms Actually.
I love
we try
it.
To keep it easy for you.
That's
yeah.
perfect. That's the way to do it. That's some good branding.
Easy.
Y'all listen, follow, catch up. Comment below what you love. Put it in the review. All the details are in the show notes. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. And I can't wait to hang with you while you're in
yes,
LA.
Either. Very excited. This. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram. At Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.